My guest at this time is Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, the accusation against President Obama, among other reasons why he gave a pretty lousy debate performance last week, was that he just wasn't all that passionate. He wasn't into it enough, didn't have enough enthusiasm. Well, if President Obama was unemotional, I think Joe Biden made up for emotion in just about every conceivable way.
Well, I don't know. I think he had like 5 Red Bulls or something before. I don't think you're supposed to mix those with Mountain Dews. I don't know what he did.
You got to give Clint Eastwood potentially a little bit of credit here. He called Joe Biden a grin with a body behind it, and that's kind of what we saw last night.
What was with all the giggling? I said, Joe, stop giggling. You're the vice president. But Joe's always kept things interesting.
Yeah, Joe Biden's good for you guys. There's no doubt about that.
That's right. Interesting for the comedians is not always interesting for the country, but we'll see.
All right. Well, the Capitol Steps have been certainly chronicling Joe Biden's reputation throughout the past 4 years and perhaps even before that. And the more you see him, the more you wonder why he's still out there, I guess, in terms of being in public. But, you know, he's on the campaign trail, so he has to be out there now. But the Capitol Steps have gotten a window into Joe Biden that perhaps few others have.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. Now, even though I'm not supposed to speak in public, they didn't say I couldn't sing in public, so whoopity-doo! I've got such a fun song for you. It's sort of a self-defecating song. I think you'll like it. To help me perform it, I've got 2 very exciting personalities. First, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Nancy's from our Stepford collection. And also our Master of Race Relations, Harry Reid. And they're gonna help me break it down for you now. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
But no one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter.
His invitations might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter. But luckily, I show up anyways.
You can't hide this Biden guy. Though God knows some people try. You think by now we'd realize
there ain't no way to hide this Biden guy.
Many years that was a fact he hid.
So I put that old horse before the carriage, and I told folks that I knew before he did.
You can't hide what people see. Joe will out you on TV.
Watch Glee.
Oh, Elena. So, do you wish there were 3 vice presidential debates now?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if I can take any more of any of these debates.
You know, it's been a great and eventful night when you see these focus groups afterwards and these candidates have been cramming for days and in some cases weeks. And then they go at it for 90 minutes, and here's a whole room full of undecided people. Has anybody changed their mind or decided who they're going to vote for Not one person raised their hand.
Well, and not only that, they only talk about whether somebody smiled too much or looked at the camera right. They don't even talk about whether somebody actually got their statistics correct or made their case for the policy that they're proposing.
The optics definitely take over, and the split screen is definitely one of the inventions that has taken over some of these debates. So I don't know. Perhaps Paul Ryan deserves some credit just for being able to complete a sentence while Joe Biden is making some of those facial gestures.
It wasn't easy.
We'll find out. Will we get the maybe we'll get the Goldilocks version of Obama from the first debate where he had no emotion hardly, and then Joe Biden's on high Mountain Dew dosage or something. And then we'll see what happens in the next couple debates.
That'll be just right, hopefully, huh?
Well, they certainly hope for that. We'll see how it goes. Elena, have a great couple of shows this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them, buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.